It's Marketplace Tech Report from American Public Media for Thursday, September 30th, 2010. I'm John Moe. The Senate Judiciary Committee is considering a bill aimed at blocking sales of illegally pirated material and shutting down websites dedicated to distributing illegal movies, TV shows, music. It's called the Combating Online Infringement and Copyrights Act. The committee's getting ready to bring this bill up for full Senate consideration, and it could have a big impact on what you can see online. Democratic Senator Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota is one of the sponsors. Senator, why do you support this bill?
Well, online piracy and trademark infringement cost the United States economy upwards of an estimated $100 billion every year. I mean, you think about it. This is things that are made in the United States, a movie, a TV show, a video, and it literally gets stolen, and it gets put on a website that looks very official, so consumers get conned into thinking, well, this is legal, I'll just buy a movie off of this site, and it turns out that it's completely a stolen good. It's something that has been taken from a legitimate person who made this movie or who made this TV show or made the video. All the money goes into the hands of the wrongdoers, most of whom live and work outside of the United States. None of the money goes to the people that help make the product. We are literally letting people steal U.S. products and U.S. content. And some people may talk about copyrights. This is clearly copy wrong.
Critics say the bill is too broad about who gets punished. Wendy Seltzer is with the Berkman Center for Internet and Society at Harvard University.
If the store down the street were selling counterfeit DVDs, you could pull those DVDs off the shelf without shutting down its entire activity. Here, cutting off a domain name can cut off access to lots of non-infringing material carried under the same location.
So are we better off with the status quo? I mean, is the current system that we have to police copyright infringement enough?
I think there are serious problems even with the status quo, but I think the status quo is better than these further reaches of new copyright liability.
What could be added to the status quo to make it better still?
I would give internet service providers greater protection against accusations of user copyright infringement, not less. We'd still have the responsibility on the end users, but the internet service provider shouldn't have to be worrying about what end users are doing. The internet service provider should be free to facilitate all of that creative activity on the part of end users.
That's Wendy Seltzer. Groups focused on keeping the internet free and open and groups concentrating on going after copyright infringement will naturally take a while to find common ground. I asked Senator Klobuchar whether sites could be blocked or blacklisted before they are proven in court to be doing something illegal.
There have been all kinds of privacy concerns raised with this blacklist idea, that there would be a list put out there, and that is going to be changed in the next amended version of this legislation.
How's that being changed?
That part of the legislation is not going to be included in the next version. We're just simply at the beginning here.
Another story we're following at marketplacetech.org. The publisher Scholastic surveyed kids age 9 to 17, and 60% of them say they're interested in using an electronic book reader. A third of those kids said they'd read more for fun if more books were available digitally. I'm usually fine with technological change, but news came this week that George Lucas intends to re-release all six Star Wars movies in 3D, starting in 2012. And that strikes me as criminal.
I find your lack of faith disturbing.
Sorry, Lord Vader, but I grew up a geeked out Star Wars fanboy and steadfastly, theologically opposed all the times that Lucas has used technology to mess with that legacy. First, the enhanced versions of the original trilogy. Then, that trio of heavily blue-screened and CGI'd prequel movies. I still pretend they never happened. And now 3D? No, stop! But my 9-year-old son has grown up in a different world, one where Jar Jar Binks has a right to exist. And when told about the 3D versions, he just smiled and said, cool. I hope he enjoys seeing the 3D movies with his friends while I watch the real Star Wars on VHS. You can find us on Twitter. We're at Marketplace Tech. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.